Today I would like to share with you from God's Word a teaching that I title, If It's God, If It's Got God In It. If It's Got God In It. You know, if there's going to be true fulfillment in life, there is a necessary ingredient. If there's going to be true happiness in life, there is a necessary ingredient. If there's going to be true joy in life, there is a necessary ingredient. That necessary ingredient is God. God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and earth, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of those who confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God has raised Him from the dead. If it's got God in it, then there will be true fulfillment in life. If it's got God in it, then there will be true happiness. If it's got God in it, then we will have true joy in our lives. Would you please go to Romans chapter 8? Man without the true God has an empty life of many experiences, having fun, a lot of drama, a lot of suspense, a lot of different relationships, etc., etc., a lot of experience. But at the end, and really all through life, life is empty without God. When you got born again, you got God in your life. You became a new person, complete in Christ. You truly became a somebody. Now, sure, there's the Donald Trumps out there that may be somebody in the eyes of the world, but what about God's eyes? World-renowned politicians, actors, sports figures, business leaders, they may be all somebodies in the world in their eyes, but if they don't have God in their life, they're really nobodies. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8, verse 8. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please who? God. But, verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So boy, oh boy, when we talk about God, having God in our life, we need to have Spirit, right? We need to get born again of God's Spirit. And that's why I shared with you, Romans 10:9, where it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, made whole, full, complete. And nobody's complete until they have Spirit within them. So that makes all the difference in the world. When we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, does that have God in it? When we speak in tongues, does that have God in it? Yeah. So far, so good. Doing well. When we read the rightly divided Word of God and believe it, does it have God in it? Got a thumbs up? Yep. When we abundantly share of our finances according to God's Word, does that have God in it? Yes. When we renew our minds to the true Word of God, does that have God in it? So these must be good things to do, right? When God is in every aspect of our life, then true success, true joy, true happiness, true abundance will be ours. Let's go to Psalms, and I want to show this to you from God's Word. I've said a lot of things. Let's see what God's Word says. Psalms, and let's go right to the beginning here. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man. Now the word blessed literally means happy. Like, how happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, God's Word. His delight is in the Word of God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, working the Word, reading the Word day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what? Prosper, because it's got God in it. It's got God in it. Psalms 5. Psalms 5, verse 3. My voice shall thou hear, talking to God here, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. So it's good for us to talk to God early in the morning. Don't wait till the late afternoon here. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Now this doesn't talk about those who are in the leasing business are in trouble here. This is Old English, and it means falsehood, that speak falsehoods, or, you know, lies, things that are not true. Okay? The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. And let's go down to verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou hast defended them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Psalm 56. Does it have God in it? Boy, oh boy, if it's got God in it, look out. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Remember we read in Romans about flesh cannot what? Please God. It's not going to please him. Let's go to Psalm 62. This is a great one here. Psalm 62:5. My soul, Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait thou sometimes upon God. No, my soul, wait thou only upon God. Now, Ken's motto, if you will, is to look unto God, right? And only unto God. This word wait in the Hebrew means to wait in silence. You know, it's like that person that just doesn't have to say a thing because they are so confident they don't have to say anything. No arguments, because they are just rock solid confident. They're silent. My soul, wait thou only upon God. We trust in God. For my expectation is from him. You know, a lot of times we try to put our expectations in man. But we want to get to the point where we put our expectation in him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him sometimes, ye people. No, trust him at all times. At all times. Pour out your heart before him. Man, oh man, what a great God. We can open our heart, pour our heart out to him. God is a refuge for us. Shelah. 63, Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Isn't that something? Wow. Let's go to 77. Let's go ahead and look at this one. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and the word complain is not a good translation. If you have the King James, it's I communed with myself, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Shelah. Boy, he's having a tough night, huh? Tough night. Thou holdest my eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Shelah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. That's his problem. His infirmity was to remember the greatness of God. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? That's our God. Now remember what we saw in Romans? Let's go back there. Romans 8. Romans 8. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And then we had read this verse, you know, earlier. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. That's how you get born again of God's Spirit. You got his Spirit in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, and the word if is not a good translation of the Greek and how it's used. Actually, I think most of the texts say, and since indeed Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So, you know, where God is, that's where I want to be, right? If it's got God, that's where we want to be. Now, let's be frank here. I know we're about to go watch the Super Bowl. Is God in the Super Bowl? You know, some people might say there's some believers on the team and they pray and stuff, and okay, we'll give them that, but you know, but really? No, not really. So my exhortation is, let's go enjoy the game. Let's have fun watching the game. Then let's get into what really counts, okay? Let's get into what really counts. What does really count? Putting God's Word in our mind, renewing our mind, studying the Word day in and day out, praying to the Heavenly Father, speaking in tongues much, doing God's Word with the love of God. That's what really counts. That's where God is. Doing God's Word with the love of God, serving in the body of Christ, giving our time and talents and money, and holding forth, as it says in Philippians 2:16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Okay? Let's make sure what we're doing has God in it, right? Okay, and I've got some homework for you. We could read it now, but I think this would be good for you to open your Bibles later tonight. This is your homework. 2 Peter 1, first 10 verses, okay? So in light of what I shared with you here, I trust you'll get blessed reading that section in God's Word, okay? Okay, well, Heavenly Father, we're very grateful and thankful that You're in our life. And Father, we just want to make You more and more in our life, in every aspect of our life. You've done so much for us to make available the new birth realities that we can have Christ in us. We have eternal life. We have the hope of Christ's return. So we're very grateful. We got the Spirit, the manifestations of the Spirit to function with. We're very, very grateful for this, Father. And I just pray that we all can grow together as we continue to put You more and more into our life, our day-to-day living, so that we can truly have a fulfilling life, a joyous life, a life that has great meaning and purpose. So we sure love You, Father, and thankful for these times that we can be together to learn Your Word and to love each other. And I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, amen. 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 Well, God bless you, all right?